I was the state coordinator in New Jersey for health information technology for a number of years. And then in 2010, I retired from the state, and I became involved as the executive director for the Regional Extension Center in New Jersey. We had been awarded about $24 million in Office of National Coordinator funding to create a Regional Extension Center in New Jersey. Our parent company is New Jersey Institute of Technology. The Institute of Technology asked me if I would run that, and I became the executive director of the entity that we created, which was known as and is known as NJ HITEC. That's NJ-HITEC. We started business and have been in business now for more than 5 years, 6 years almost, and we've been very successful. We have delivered meaningful youth support to probably 7,000 primary care providers and maybe 2,000, I'm giving you rough numbers, 2,000 primary care, 2,000 specialists in New Jersey have gotten our assistance. So there's about 9,000 attested meaningful users in New Jersey, which is really a significant number. We are one of the most successful RECs in the country. And about a year ago, we learned of the opportunity to put in a proposal for practice transformation funding, which is in effect a successor to the Regional Extension Center funding. Practice transformation is really a whole step beyond meaningful use, and it's really a data-driven program project that gathers millions of bits of data related to clinical quality measures and assembles that data for use by providers, individual providers, taking care of individually chronically ill people. So we were awarded about $50 million last October to do this. Our obligation is to recruit 11,000 primary care and specialist providers into this network to engage with 500,000 chronically ill people and to save approximately $250 million in Medicare and Medicaid claims in the next 4 years. And we're very, very aggressively pursuing it. We've already started working on this and very happy with the results so far. It is principally a free service that we provide to the doctors. We do it directly with the doctors, and we show them how to use clinical quality measures that we are able to deliver to them electronically. We show them how to use those clinical quality measures to have a beneficial impact on the improvement of various chronic illnesses. So we have about 10 different key performance indicators. Might be blood sugar, smoking cessation, COPD, various other things that are of interest, high blood pressure, hypertension, but we work with the doctors to be able to extract the data from their visit with the patient, and then we feed it into our CMS data registry and at that point turn it back to the doctors electronically to be able to use in caring for their chronically ill people.